Nothing will change because of the coronavirus. If we learned anything from history, it is the fact that we do not learn from it. There are multiple examples from the past of things like this happening. The first major example of this happening in the history of our country was in 1918. The Spanish flu came home with many returning soldiers from World War I. Due to this, the whole country was basically infected with it. 625,000 people died because of this outbreak. The next one that occurred was the diphtheria epidemic that occurred from 1921 to 1925, where 15,520 people died due to this epidemic. Now you may think that those were so long ago. We've changed. We've gotten smarter since then. But we really haven't. The last outbreak we had that was coast to coast was in the 1980s, and it still continues to affect us. The last epidemic we had was HIV-AIDS. About 1.2 million people in the US have HIV or AIDS. Even though cases have dropped 19% since 2005, that was 15 years ago. So in 15 years, cases have only dropped 15%. We have known about this disease since the 1980s. That was 40 years ago. And not much has changed with the AIDS crisis. The coronavirus is still new, and the future is unpredictable. That means whatever happens in the future could be a blessing or a curse. This could be like polio and get cured, or it could be like HIV-AIDS, where we could still be dealing with this 40 years down the road. But in truth, only time will tell. My name is Drew Duda, and this has been a KRHS production.